This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You may take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on into freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. There's a lot in the news to talk about tonight, and actually the front page of the website is one of the places we go to get our sources, you know, the stories that we're talking about here on Free Talk Live, and you are the ones who provide the content there on the front page. If it weren't for listeners like you, we wouldn't have much of interest on the front page because it's all been created by listeners like you. So go over there, get creative, and vote on the stuff that's already there or add items to the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. We're going to start tonight by talking about, I don't know if it's corporal punishment. Is it? Would that be
no?
We're talking about?
It's not corporal punishment. It's about peaceful parenting.
We're talking about yelling,
at yelling kids, right? At kids,
not hitting them now. Because we've certainly talked about hitting children, and I consider spanking to be hitting. I know that there are a lot of people that'll disagree with that statement, but I think it's the same.
Well, legal experts in Europe would disagree. They would say that it is hitting.
But
it's banned in most countries. In Europe, yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was banned.
That sounds like a good album, Banned in Europe.
I do consider spanking to be hitting.
Yes.
That's what I think is, a lot of people disagree with that in the United States because they were raised with spanking, and so they believe that, well, I turned out fine. Mm. And maybe it would have turned out better if you hadn't been spanked. It's tough to really say those things, though, and everybody's got their own personal story.
It's really impossible to say those things.
About verbal abuse, that's the story that you've got tonight, Derek J.
Yeah, the headline is, yelling at kids could be just as harmful as physical discipline, the study suggests. This from the Huffington Post. And like Mark pointed out, there's no way we can know, because we can't compare the same kids to what they would have experienced otherwise. We have no alternate universe to do these tests in.
Or we can't even do double-blind studies. You can't take, it would be, I guess it would just sort of be the wrong thing to do you're going to be the non-spanking group and you're going to be the spanking group. And then we're going to see how the kids turn out. Because the fact is that when you look at spanking,
that would be unethical.
The non-spanking advocates will constantly point at a couple of studies out there that say things like, for instance, kids who were spanked have lower IQs. Well, there's a problem with that. The parents that voluntarily opt not to spank could be potentially people who are, genetically predisposed to have children of higher IQs. I mean, I don't know, but it's kind of an experiment in parenting to choose not to spank right now in the United States. Would you agree with that statement?
I suppose. I don't know if it's a new experiment. It's been going on for decades.
But you would still probably be in the you're in the minority.
And if you don't spank, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's been the trend for hundreds of years to use less and less violence in parenting.
Agreed. 100% agreed. I would agree with you that somebody who spanks with a hand today is, far less violent than perhaps somebody who, used a switch 100 years ago. Or the Bible says a rod. Mm-hmm. I always think it's interesting the Bible, people hearken back to the Bible about spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, you did just say the word rod. So when you choose not to use a rod, your hand-spanked or wooden spoon-spanked child may or may not be spoiled, according to this holy book of yours. So I don't think that's a particularly good reason. And I just wanted to use good reasons when I look at this stuff, and when the non-spankers will say things, and we don't spank my son, but we're doing it as an experiment. We're not doing it because we're smug and we know everything. When non-spankers say it takes IQ points, I've always disagreed with that because I think it's obviously not true.
Well, I think that's a tough thing to prove, right? IQ is a weird thing in the first place. There's different kinds of intelligence out there. There's like math smarts kind of intelligence.
Yes, but there's still IQ. There's still an IQ test.
I want to know more about what you mean by you're doing it as an experiment. Aren't you just doing it because you think it's right?
I don't know that I think it's necessarily right. No, I don't think it's necessarily wrong to spank a child.
I think it's wrong to spank a child because I think that what it does do is it teaches children silently that violence solves problems.
And that mommy and daddy is right. The bigger people are always right because they can hurt you.
And that mommy and daddy believe that violence solves problems, and they prove that by spanking you when you do something wrong, which communicates that message that this is how you solve problems in the future. And you don't have to have some sort of IQ test to prove that that's absolutely, I think, what is transmitted by the use of violence when it comes to raising children.
But you're just communicating the same thing when you take things away as punishment. You're saying, look, I can take things away from you. Rich people can tell poor people what to do because we've got the stuff. When you say that,
I wouldn't say that's the same thing at all. I mean, taking a privilege, taking a video game system or something
right.
like that,
so with
to equivalent, to make it sound like it's violence or at the same level of violence, I think is really intellectually dishonest.
I don't think it is at all. And having been, and the only person in the room with a child, you know, that always gets pulled out on, mm-hmm. on you folks that have advice on parenting that aren't parents. We do appreciate all of the coaching and everything, but at the end of the day, we're the ones choosing to do it. You know, people have used, will use pain to teach things over time. Now, can it be misused? Yes. Absolutely, 100%. I think that, you know, let's use this as a starting point. If you spank more than one time per year, you need to look at what you're doing and why you're doing it. But that's my, you know, yardstick on this one.
I don't appreciate being told that I can't give input on how people
that.
Raise their parents.
I,
or
I
how
appreciate
they raise their
your
kids.
Input. Didn't
well,
I?
Yeah, but it was a bit tongue-in-cheek.
It is tongue-in-cheek.
Smarmy. Yeah.
Because who cares?
Well, you're the one with biological prisoners. I don't have any biological prisoners. So, you know, maybe I have some input on it, but I'm not the one doing the business. So, anyway, this is what Mandy Velez says at the Huffington Post. She makes an interesting case. She says, sticks and stones indeed break bones, but words can cause real harm to kids, too, a new study says. And bullies in the schoolyard aren't the only ones to blame. Harsh verbal discipline on the part parent increases a child's risk for depression and aggressive behavior and is not uncommon, according to the research, which was published online earlier this week in Child Development. The disciplinary techniques in question include yelling, cursing,
name-calling,
humiliation.
You stupid little brat.
Yep. The well, example given is calling the child dumb, lazy, or something similar.
So, one has to be careful with this, too. Remember that when you just lay out a bunch of prohibitions, like don't spank, don't cuss, don't say names, you know, these things, you're not really giving coaching in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to say, this is what you should do. Mm. This is how you should do it. And, you know, for instance, there was this show called The Nanny, The British Nanny, or something like that. This woman would go into people's homes, give advice on, you know, how to better manage their homes and that kind of thing. Most of it was child care. And she told, you know, she told people how to use timeouts. You know, what under what circumstances to use timeouts, and just a variety of things showed disciplinary techniques. And at the very least, whether you like timeouts or not,
I think they're horrible.
Right, I understand.
It's using force.
Well, you're going to have to use force when you have kids. Or you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll lend you one for a couple of days.
I've seen it done another way. You know, just as a brief aside, when I was with a child at a restaurant, and, you know, I was inviting this couple out to a restaurant, they brought their child with them, and he was intent on eating at the window. He got climbed up onto the window of this restaurant. That's where he was going to eat, and I had a problem with this, and I tried to pick him up, and his dad stopped me and said, whoa, boys, don't wrestle, and then explained, hey, if you're going to eat there, then we're going to have to bring you your plate there, and that's where you're going to have to be for the entire time, if that's where you want to eat. Or you can sit next to me. And he gave the child an opportunity to reason through it. This boy was about 5 years old, and he decided he wanted to sit next to Dad instead of sitting at the window. I felt so embarrassed that I put my hands on another person's child. That was the wrong thing to do, but that's what I was taught.
Hmm. Yeah, and I understand picking up, you know, ultimately, you know, when parenting, some of the times you got to pick a kid up. You got to move him from one place to another. You know,
like when your son's running toward traffic and is, you know,
what if you're late for an appointment?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about using verbal violence, if we could call it that. It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free. Comment on the spanking issue, which is also now a larger issue. It's not just spanking anymore that could possibly damage your children. It could also be yelling at them.
And Derek J. has some more information about that from the Huffington Post. We're going to continue with that story here in moments. We'd love to get your thoughts at 855-453, or you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, there are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport or to renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing citizenship in the U.S., but it is done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy, to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You may want to get a second passport or to change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com, which they take Bitcoin. It's yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom at passportsforbitcoin.com. Derek J., you've got a story from the Huffington Post saying there's a new study out that says that maybe yelling at your children is damaging.
Yelling, cursing, and humiliation. The study even suggests that verbal reprimands can have the same impact on children as physical punishment.
Wow.
The negative, this from the study, quote, "The negative effects of verbal discipline within the two-year period of the study were comparable to the effects shown over the same period of time in other studies that focused on physical discipline." That from the University of Pittsburgh, where the study's lead author is an assistant professor. So I wonder if he has some sort of angle at stake here.
This makes sense to me. I mean, for parents to yell insults at their children, to me, communicates that they don't actually love them. And I'm sure that communicates really clearly to the kids, and they don't feel appreciated.
I don't think that's true. I think that people have gotten twisted looks at what love is. And we have very selfish views of what love is. But agreed, it's not good. It's not love expressed in a good way. I think that I have had this basically this contention all along, and that's why I disagree with the anti-spanking crowd on the spanking issue, because, you know, they'll often say things like spanking lowers a child's IQ. They'll point to some studies out there that do that, and I think that that's ludicrous. However, let's say for a second that the way a child is treated in their childhood, especially in the area of discipline, can affect their intelligence. I think that's a fair thing to say. Fine. Let's go for it. Do you think it's the physical striking of the child upon their bottom that does it?
No.
Is it their backside, just the back hemisphere of their body that causes their IQ to be lowered? No. Because you could slap them on the face and lower their IQ too if discipline was what does it. It's the communication that the person that you love the most in the world, you know, may hate you, intends to terrify you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is what it's all about, and this can be done without force or violence. And this is why I hate the spanking conversation, because the spanking conversation is not a conversation about hitting children on the butt. It is a conversation about how you treat people in your family generally. Now, I also don't like the term that this article uses with yelling. What do they mean by yelling? Am I yelling
talking
now?
Really loud?
Am I yelling now?
Yeah, right? if you're you know, causing distress to the young person in your world,
okay,
you know, your biological prisoner, as I call them.
I remember I went into a restaurant one time when I was little and saw a man with one eye. That caused me distress. It's not his fault though.
It's your parents' fault for bringing you there.
Wait, it's the content of the yelling, right? I mean,
it's the content of the yelling.
You go back to the thing with Jack, your son Mark. He's now six. Is he six now?
Yes, he's six
okay.
years old.
So you go back to, I know, I remember you told me once upon a time he had gone down the driveway and near a state road. It's a busy place. And so, you know, you didn't want him to run out into the road. He was three or something, you know, on a fairly young side. Not the best brain workings going on there at that age.
I understand it. Just interesting.
But it wouldn't be abusive to yell, Jack, stop, right?
Yeah.
That's an appropriate time.
I think we can all agree that.
To yell.
But
right.
I did, and he didn't.
But then if you were to say, Jack, stop, and he didn't, then to continue yelling, you stupid little brat, that's when you cross the line
That's not yelling. That's name calling. Right?
Well, whether you're yelling it or not.
Right, that's the point. That's what I don't like about this article, because I'm not sure what yelling means.
Yelling,
talk loud in my house? At times we talk loud, you know?
I think usually when you're yelling, you aren't listening either, because typically when you're yelling, you're trying to raise your voice above someone else's, and so kind of by default, you're not actually having a conversation, you're just speaking loudly.
Listening to what?
Drowning someone out.
What
listening
if you yell,
to the other person.
What if you yell in response to not being listened to?
Yeah, I think you need to check your emotions in that case.
You know, I don't. Whoever's
yelling is losing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that is a personal claim that you have made many times on this show with nary a bit of evidence. It is Ian's opinion, leveled as though it is fact.
All I know is when my mom yelled at me as a teenager, I felt like she was losing whatever the argument was.
You are mm-hmm. on
she
the
was
very
losing her cool.
You are on the very end of the bell curve for rebellious behavior. And I don't know
what does that mean.
You are
You're
a rebellious individual.
I was actually a pretty good kid. I have you know. Most of the things I did, they didn't know about.
I wouldn't claim that you weren't a pretty good kid, but I would tell you today that you are an anti-disestablishmentarian. that a person can get you to do something simply by telling you not to do it.
Well, the study followed about 1,000 Pennsylvania kids aged 13 and 14 and their parents for the 7th and 8th grade years, and it found that the depression or poor behavior increased in the children who were exposed to harsh verbal discipline.
I would like to see the study done on public school kids, private school kids, and homeschool kids. Mm. I want to know the depression level on that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. More studies. I think we need to know more about this topic.
I'll bet you that it's a much larger percentage of disparity in that circumstance.
But you're not defending yelling at your kids.
I don't know what yelling means, okay. Ian.
Yeah. I don't know how better to explain it to
yelling,
you.
Does yelling mean raising your voice?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
You are defining yelling as this article may or may not wish you to define yelling. I do not know what they mean when they say yelling in this article.
Well, hopefully we can get a clear definition of that. But instead of serving to remedy the issue, Mandy writes, verbal discipline tactics seem to provoke the unwanted behavior. Quote, adolescence is a very sensitive period when kids are trying to develop their self-identities, study leader Ming Tae Wang told the Wall Street Journal. When you yell, it hurts their self-image. It makes them feel they are not capable, that they are worthless and are useless. Wang added to NPR that the study was a reminder to parents that we need to stay calm, going on to recommend two-way interventions for parents and kids.
What is a two-way intervention?
I don't know. It's a great question.
We'll find that out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Neil Bernstein, author of How to Keep Your Teenager Out of Trouble and What to Do If You Can't, agreed with the study's implications. He told USA Today, arguing, quote, extremes of parenting don't work. The put-down parent is no more effective than the laissez-faire parent who's totally chill and sets no limits on their children's behavior. The study authors explored more than the effects of harshness alone.
So I'd like to address this.
Yes.
This is interesting. So here in this study, they say that A, don't spank, B, don't yell, be supportive in your child, and don't be a hands-off parent.
Well, that's not the study. That's Neil Bernstein. He's just some author.
Fine. I can tell you that what you're doing is you're asking a lot of people that have the only qualification of being able to ejaculate to be good parents, and that is not a good qualification.
We're coming back with more of your thoughts. Welcome.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Talking about disciplining children today, not just spanking, which has been a long-time topic on Free Talk Live, but now just verbal. How to approach a child verbally and not come off as a hate-filled parent who is going to somehow ruin the child for the future through verbal abuse. We'll continue here, and if you are a parent and or were parented and you'd like to comment on this, we'd love to hear from you with your perspective at 855-450-FREE.
If you are a parent or have been one or have been parented at any time, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think I'm unlike you, Mark. I think anybody has the right to comment.
Oh, I do.
On this particular topic. Because everybody was parented, likely, unless you were left out in the cold and something like
that.
I
have the advantage of having been in both positions, having a big mouth prior to having a child and having a big mouth after having a child. And I can tell you that I have learned a few things upon having a child. And sometimes the advice of people that don't have children rings somewhat shallow to me.
I wouldn't give you advice, but I can talk about my own personal experiences. Like when the one time my mom slapped me across the face,
I'll remember that for a long time, but I don't remember what it was about. So the, you know, whatever it was that she was trying to communicate to me, it didn't stick with me today. All I just remember was her hitting me. So yeah, I think it's completletely reasonable to ask people what their experiences were like, whether or not they have children. What was it like when you were growing up? What about you, Derek J? What was it like when you were growing up? How were your parents?
Oh, man. Well, a good story that before I came along, my brothers and sisters are a little older than me, so my parents had some experience. And one of those experiences was spanking my older sister, and she was very young, maybe like 5. And she cried and cried for hours. My dad tells this story. She went up to her room and was crying on her bed. And he went to the door and said, "Mandy, I didn't hit you that hard. What's wrong?" Mm. And she said, "You hurt my feelings."
Yeah.
He never spanked again.
Wow.
And it was because he could see what he had done wrong.
Absolutely.
And I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful that my older sister was able to articulate her feelings at such a young age.
And I would contend that spanking, you know, through the studies that I've looked at, spanking is no more particularly effective than other forms of discipline with a child. But that spanking has potential backlashes, and that, you know, these are the sort of things, I mean, that we're talking about here, just what you're referring to. Now, Jack had an issue one time with being put in timeout. He kept on going over to a construction site where things were falling off the roof, things that would cleave his little body in half. But he really, really, really wanted to show the people on the top of the construction site his tricycle.
Aww.
And I kept telling him over and over again, don't go into this particular area, but he really, really wanted to go over there. And I told him, because he'd sneak over there when I wasn't looking.
Oh, man.
And I told him, if you go back over there, you're going into timeout. And he's, he did it again. And once you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. So then I take his tricycle. It's made of plastic, by the way. So I pick it up. I toss it over to the side.
You threw it?
I did pick it. I didn't want it to get crushed by the next thing that fell off the roof.
Oh, I see. It just sounded like you were out of control, throwing his stuff.
I picked him up, and I took him to his room, and I sat him down. I explained why he was in going into timeout. I told him how long it would be. It is 1 minute for every year of his age, and I think that would have made him 4 at the time, 4 minutes. And then at the end, I sit out there. I'm in timeout, too. I just got to sit there and do something for 4 minutes. If you go do something, it's going to be longer than 4 minutes, and you can't just come back and say, ha, that was 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's a clock right in his room. We're trying to teach him how to tell time, you know? So, I mean, he knows how long 4 minutes is. So I've got to sit there for 4 minutes, drumming my fingers, waiting for 4 minutes to come up. And then I go back in, and I explain to him why it was he was in timeout, and how much I love him, and how I wish he wouldn't do it again.
See, I think that's weird. The parents who are like, I love you, now after they've punished the child, like, that just rings insincere to me. I know you are sincere, but it's just like, I'm
really
you,
sincerely
and now,
do not want his tiny little body cleaved in half, and I don't care whether or not he likes it.
I don't think that's insincere. I think that, I think that's the right thing to do after you, and I don't mean after physical abuse. I mean, like, after, you know, stopping him from running out in the street. It's entirely appropriate to sit him down and say, look, you know, I love you, and that's why I did this. You probably would have gotten hurt had I, you know, not grabbed you. I'm sorry for grabbing you like that. I didn't mean to scare you. I don't think there's anything that's disingenuous about that. But I do think it's disingenuous for someone to spank or beat or tell a child that, you know, they're stupid and then go and say they love them.
What do they always say?
It's very contradictory.
It's for your own good.
Yeah. Well, but Ian, you have this fixation.
I'm only spanking you because I love you.
Crazy. You have this fixation on spanking, and spanking is a form of punishment. I think it is an outdated one that largely can be, taken care of with other situations. But what if Jack had done it again?
Wait, outdated? What technology replaced spanking?
Timeouts are a great technology that's replaced spanking. Technology is just ideas.
I'm not so sure.
Hold that thought. Speaking of technology, I want to let you know about Modafinil from modup.net. If you need focus or feeling fatigued, you want to get that extra edge when it counts,
go check out modafinil, modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. And over at modup.net, they provide only the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results. It's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And when you pay with Bitcoin at ModUp.net, you'll get a 33% discount. So talk about a significant incentive to pay with Bitcoin. Make the deal even better. Use our code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at ModUp.net. It's world-class service at a great price. And don't forget code FTL to get the 10 free tablets at ModUp.net. As we go to Justin in Pittsburgh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. First, I tend to agree with Ian on the subject of spanking overall. My biggest reason for it, I always kind of try to use this quote as an example, that fear is a poor motivator, because when you take the object of fear away, you also remove the motivation. My personal experience, I was spanked as a kid, and I knew, you know, when my parents were around, there were things that I would do that would get me spanked, but as soon as they weren't around anymore, it didn't matter. As long as they didn't find out about it, I didn't get in trouble. So it kind of,
That's a poor experiment. Stuff. Like, you've drawn conclusions from a bad experiment, because you have not had a childhood where you didn't get spanked, so you don't know how you would have acted when your parents were around. You would agree that your parents had to limit your behavior in some way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were things I was doing that probably were not for my own good, so I understand the need for some sort of
consequence. So there's some discipline, and you likely would have behaved differently when your parents weren't around, so who knows how you would have behaved had you not been spanked. And this is one of the difficulties of sort of looking at spanking as a deterrent and not as a deterrent, because I can tell you as a parent, there is highly unacceptable behavior that children will participate in. They tend to not act rationally. Many people who don't have kids think you can just talk them out of whatever it is that they're doing. And I tend to think you can't. Sometimes you just got to say, nope, not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of agree with you on that. I mean, you've pointed it out a couple of times, Mark. You can't really reason with a toddler. It doesn't matter if you explain it to them a lot of times. They just don't have the ability to understand. But I also, you know, the only thing I can go on is personal experience. I've never been a parent myself. But,
yeah, if you think that spanking is a bad idea because you didn't like it, I think that's as good a reason as any not to spank.
Stand by, Justin. If you want to tell more of your story, you're welcome to here in a moment. We'll also take your calls and thoughts. Whether you're a parent or not, your comments are certainly welcome. Whether Mark will take you seriously is another question. I will. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about verbally abusing children, and that it has apparently a pretty deleterious effect, according to a new study. HuffingtonPost.com is recapping that, and Derek J. has brought that into discuss. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. Also inviting you to join us on the phones here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, or join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you'd like. Also want to let you know about how to get Bitcoins, Dogecoin, and now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, all available at expresscoin.com. You can do it with check, wire transfer, money order, and you can now do it with cash. I guess we should say you can now do it again. This used to be available in the past, and now it's back, which I'm really glad to hear about, because this is probably the easiest way to get your Bitcoins, is to take cash into a shared branching credit union. So a credit union that has shared branching, there are a lot of them. Just call them first to make sure. You go down there, you get the deposit info from expresscoin.com, and then you deposit cash into the account they specify, send them some information to verify it, and you'll be good to go usually in about a business day over at expresscoin.com. Plus, they've got a smartphone app now.
I would say that the vast majority of Americans live within a 15-minute travel to a credit union that has shared branching. You know, if you're not one of them, I'm sorry. Maybe you'll have to head a little bit farther. But you probably live out in the boonies anyway, so you're used to that.
Well, if that's the case, then you can send them a money order or
indeed,
et cetera, et cetera. So check it out, expresscoin.com.
Frankly, if it's a 15-minute drive to wherever you're going, or say it's a half-an-hour drive, mm-hmm. you'll be back in, and it takes 15 minutes in there. It's an hour and 15 minutes to get the job done to get your Bitcoins. It can be I mean, getting a money order or a cashier's check and those kind of things. Those things take time, too.
Yeah, it's true. So go and check it out, expresscoin.com, as we continue here. Justin is with us in Pittsburgh. Justin, you had some more comments. Now, did you say you are a father?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay.
No, I did have one other just quick point to make before you guys can go back to that. You guys, I think it was Mark that had mentioned he would like to see, you know, how the study would have been impacted if there were private schools involved in this as well. Pittsburgh does their schools a little bit differently. On top of just having the standard government schools, they also have religious-based schools that Pittsburgh residents can elect to send their kids to. They also have, like, a private art school that they have an option to go to as well. So if your kid, you know, decides that they want to pursue that kind of thing versus going to a standard high school, they do have other options. I just thought that was something I would point out because it may have.
Is that like a voucher system? How does that work? I mean, if you're saying your child can go to a religious school with some sort of government approval? I'm confused.
Yeah, there's a lot of Catholic schools in Pittsburgh, and you have the option to go to one of the Catholic schools that's available here whenever your kid, you know, gets past a certain point. I think all of them go to pretty much the same elementary, but after, you know, they reach, like, late in their school or career, they're later in their school career, they have the option to kind of decide where they want to go.
Got it. So any further comments on spanking versus yelling versus alternative methods?
I mean, you know, just kind of touching on the point that I made before, like I said, I can only speak from my personal experience, but, you know, it kind of bred a contentment between my parents and I wasn't able to have a good relationship with them until recently, you know, when I had the chance to go out on my own because of it. I think that probably drove a wedge between us a little bit more.
How long were they using verbal abuse and physical abuse in your upbringing? How many years?
Until I was 17.
Wow.
Whenever I moved out, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't.
That's just stunning.
Yeah.
So what did you learn that when you moved out that was able to bring you sort of back into a relationship with your parents?
Really, it was just kind of seeing that, you know, life wasn't what I thought that it was. I kind of had an expectation, I think most kids do, of what adulthood was going to be like. And, you know, to see working every day and still not having any money, how frustrating that must have been for my dad. And, you know, then to come home and find out that I'd done something in school or, you know, I got, you know, in trouble on the bus or whatever it was. I'm sure that he was angry about it, and you know, not necessarily that I justify his actions, but I kind of understand where he may have been coming from.
Well, I think I can understand, and thank you, Justin, for the call tonight. I think I can understand where a parent who spanks is coming from. I can understand being frustrated and angry and disappointed with a child. I mean, obviously, there's going to be times like that, but I don't think violence is the right solution.
Yeah, it sounds like Justin touched on the point about the cycle of violence, you know, because he brought up how his dad had these struggles with work, and then he came home and was frustrated at his son. He can't take it out on his boss, but guess who he can take it out on? And then Justin grows up and learns these lessons as well. So I'm glad he was able to break the cycle. Hopefully when he's a parent, he won't strike his child.
You know, I over and over again, this striking thing seems to come up. I consider it a parenting technique. I think it's one that should be employed only as a nuclear option. And that by that, I mean if you're spanking more than once a year or something like that, I think you've gone too far. But I think at the same time, it can be employed in a fashion that doesn't mean that you're exasperated at work, that you don't have control of your emotions, that you don't understand how to discipline kids. Yeah, I think you can do that.
Let's continue. We've got Jacob in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jacob.
How's it going, guys? Hey, I have an interesting perspective on this because my children are spread out of a long range of ages. Mm. My oldest, Brian, who's 24 now. Then I have another child, Isaiah, who is 17 now, coming up on 18. Then I have a stepchild who's 16. And then I have a three-year-old right now. We nickname him Thor. So just to give you a perspective on temperament, Now, I really, me personally, as a father and as a son that grew up with a very hostile dad, and in my mother who used the Bible verse of spare the rod, spoil the child, which she found out later on was a misinterpretation of the Bible, which is actually a shepherd and how he treats his sheep. Because they always had a rod and they'd pull them away from the cliff. Hmm. So she found that out too late in her mind, and she has still some regrets about that. But I think it's the personality, I really do, of the child. I don't think it comes down to a blanket statement, generalization of right and wrong. Yes and no. I mean, of course, don't beat the crap out of your kid, excuse the expression, but you know, I won't even lay a hand on my little guy.
Never. I'm with you, Jacob. I've got to unfortunately let you go. The pong noises in the background are driving me up the wall, but I appreciate, it's probably not even something you're even aware of, but there's some weird digital distortion on your phone line, and I really appreciate the call and the thoughts here tonight. So he's saying, He wouldn't engage in striking a child.
But he does think that it's, based on the personality of the child in certain circumstances.
Well, I think that's an excuse. You know, it's a convenient excuse that a parent can use to, I don't know any other way to control my child.
Well, I think that that's absolutely true. And that's another thing the anti-spankers have to consider for a second is when you tell someone no, you haven't given them any instructions on how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that when I suggest timeouts, that Derek over here, he's like, no, not timeouts. You know, discipline's bad.
Yeah, here's my suggestion for that is not put your child in a situation where he might be walking into a construction site.
It was at the house. What do I do? Lock him up inside? Can I?
He's already your biological prisoner. Go ahead.
I don't know what biological prisoner
means.
You had this child,
and now it's no one else's responsibility but your own, and he's stuck in your home. He can't go out and drive away and start a family of his own. He's too young.
If he can talk somebody else into taking him and they think it's a great idea, then that's fine.
He might be able to, but you get what I mean.
He just spent the other night in his muff, and went in his Muffy's room. His Muffy has a trailer that she stays in on my property.
Grandmother.
Yes.
Parents need to take more responsibility for the situations that their children are in. If it's gotten to the point where you don't know any other way except to use a timeout or to use physical force, maybe before it got to that point was the right time to do something.
Yeah, in which case, you are not solving the problem, right? Like, you're just blaming. That's just blame. You're a bad parent, and I will agree with you. The vast majority of people that have children are completely unqualified to do so. However, we have not solved anything. We, the human race, got to where we are today. Through certainly tens of thousands of years of evolution of millions of years of evolution of hominids, tens of thousands of the human race, and yep, they weren't very smart.
All right, so I like the idea of solutions. It's usually a conversation we have when we talk about spanking. In this case, it's a larger conversation about just being verbally abusive as well. What are some techniques that could work? And Derek J., I'd like to hear from you what you think is good. If timeout, because like I was raised with timeout, it makes sense to me. That's how I was raised. So what's wrong with that idea? We'll come back with more and get
it's
your thoughts
abuse
as well. 855-453. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.